Hi there, this is Alan Tudyk. This is Hypeable Podcast.
Oh, we're live.
We're live.
Yay! Yay! Hold on, I'm tweeting. It's my job.
Danielle, on you.
Oh, yes, it's on me. Hello and welcome to our 100th episode of Rewatchable. We're here and partying with you today. Hopefully you're here too, otherwise that would be kind of embarrassing. But we're really excited to be here today. I'm Danielle, and with me are a bunch of hosts. A lot of them you'll be seeing, or I guess hearing from us on Freaks and Geeks, but we do have another kind of older one, too. So everybody want to introduce yourselves since people can see you?
I'm going to go first because I have the best hat in the world.
Sorry, I didn't have an order for you, but yes, please do.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Mitch, and I don't know how you wouldn't know who I was, because I'm like the only guy in Rewatchable ever, other than Kyle, and now Jack, so never mind.
And Jack.
Yes, indeed. My face won't be big right now, I don't know why, that's kind of sad. Maybe Caitlin, click on my face, there you go, everyone can see me big, bold, and beautiful then. I think it goes in the streamer, I just need to be in focus. So that's all you need to
know. Oh, your hat!
My hat fell off! My hat! There you go.
There you go.
So I'm just a fan freaking tabulous, and I am very excited to come back for Korra because I'm going to hold Caitlin to her promise that everyone in Atla can come back for it, and if not, death assassinations will happen. Not just assassinations, but death assassinations.
Listen, Caitlin has the power to kick you out of this. So.
This is true.
I told her to use it.
But Caitlin, we're matching.
This is true.
We're wearing red, like salmon and reds. Mm. Yours is more cherry.
This is pink. It's like magenta, but yeah.
I can't tell. These Google Hangouts trick my mind. Well, yes, that's me, so hello, everyone.
Hello, Mitch. Now that we're out of time, I'll go next, because I'm talking. I'm Brittany. Hi. I'm the one that's talking to you on Twitter and Tumblr. Not so much Tumblr anymore. What happened? I got a lot of asks for a while, and now it's just radio silence. I'll still talk to you about Avatar if you really want to. I'm 100% there for that. 100%. Yeah, so that's me. Hi.
Hi. I was going to say, I guess I'll go next. Hi, this is Kristen. I haven't been on Rewatchable since Firefly, so unless you've been on since the very beginning, you might not know me, but I will be around for Freaks and Geeks, and I'm, like, geeked about it, so that's kind of... That's how that goes.
Yay!
Yay!
Caitlin, you
want to
go?
Sure.
Oh.
I'm Caitlin. I've been here since the beginning, too, but I haven't left. And I have all the power.
All the power.
And Karen will be joining us at some point. She will be checking in.
You know what I think we should do with her, though? Because she's in New York right now. We should make her, like, our own personal, like, Billy on the street. And, like,
yes.
Make her run around asking people questions.
Oh, God, she'd freak.
She would freak.
She's very good with one of those stand microphones. Like, when she was talking to Jeff Davis at Teen Wolf, and they were talking to her about, like, what's like, the first time that someone gets bitten, and she, like, knew it all. And she was very camera-friendly. So I think she's going to be awesome to Google Hangout. She has had so much practice before us.
And last but not least, Ayana.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We can't hear you.
Silence. Look at her.
This is our technical difficulty before.
Her hat is amazing, though, when you actually do see and hear her.
And she's really good at gestures, so she could really be in a silent movie and just kill it.
She really could.
Yeah, Danielle was doing a great job of reading her lips before.
Yeah, she was. I was really impressed.
I can interpret if need be, but I'd rather hear Ariana's voice.
This is the most organized Google Hangout I've ever been in. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised because Caitlin's running it.
Hey!
Usually they're just like 500 voices all at once, and like the stream's not working, and someone can't talk on it.
Can you hear me now?
Yes!
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Please. Do we have, okay, so since I'm like messing up everything and you guys are super organized, do we like have a doc or something? Was I supposed
to? No, you're fine. I threw a few things in our normal one, so whenever you can open it up.
Okay.
Such a cute bed.
Maybe just send me that link since I'm, you know, a total hot mess today.
Here, I'll put it in the, like, chat thing.
Ariana, would you like to talk about yourself?
Sure. I mean, that's what I do best. my name is Ariana, and I've been here since Veronica Mars. So almost 2 years now, which is crazy. But I used to listen to the Firefly one back in the day. So I know all of everything that went on there and
all Kyle's of obsession.
Caitlin's love for
Shepherd Book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh God.
I love Shepherd Book. I guess Kyle's I see where he's coming from.
Okay. I think the first thing, and it involves Ariana, but the first thing I had in the doc was I was curious about who has been on, like, the most number of episodes. I know Ariana tallied it up at some point.
I did.
I don't know.
Pathetic person.
No, because you are awesome.
No, because now I'm really interested in it. I forgot you did that.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if you'd like to share with the class.
Okay, well, do you guys want to take bets? Like, who do you think had the most? I'm sure you guys can guess. It's not, like, a big surprise.
I think I could guess that... Wait, you were on Firefly, right, Ariana?
No.
Caitlin was. No. Okay. I think Caitlin is pretty high up there, but she wasn't on a lot of Avatar, which makes me think that it's not Caitlin. But I don't know how many she was on before that, so...
I mean, if I had a guess just from how long people have been on, one of them has to be either Caitlin, Karen, or me. So, in the top three, that's the best I can give you, Ariana. I can't really guess, though, because I can't think back that far. I'm not that good at it.
What about Brittany?
Brittany was, she was, like, far ahead of everyone until you put in Veronica Mars. If you, like, just took out Veronica Mars, Brittany would be everyone by, like, a mile.
Yeah, you were on a lot of Ava.
Yeah, I remember you were in a lot of that.
I was not on, like, three Atlas.
Really?
All of them.
Wow.
We didn't have enough newbies in Atla. Yeah. And I have no life, so my weekends are always like, free. So she's like, Brittany again, I guess.
No one else is available, Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany doesn't do anything. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just throw her on there.
Okay, so number one was Karen. Big surprise. This is just 99, so this isn't counting number 100. So out of 99, she was in 57.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like she wasn't on any in Atla, like, at all.
No, she was.
Brittany, Karen, and I racked up a lot in Atla because there was just less newbies than.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was never on with her, I remember now. Like, it never happened. I think I was on with her, like, once out of all of Atla.
Yeah. Next up was Caitlin. She had 50 out of 99.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
Number three was me. I had 49 out of 99.
Close for a second.
Oh, I was, like, so mad. I was, like, as soon as we got to Firefly, I was like, oh, Caitlin's going to beat me. And then in tying... No, then tying for fourth is Mitch and Danielle with 41.
What? That is so appropriate. No, I like that.
Oh, that's so hosting. Exciting.
Yeah, I like that. That's really cute.
Yeah, and then Brittany with 34.
Yeah.
If only you did Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
I know.
Who else? Kristen, let's see how many you had Kristen. She had 13.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I should have done Veronica Mars. I really should have, but
you really
I watched it after you guys did it. I actually did see the show, but I just didn't do it with you guys.
Yeah, I started at Hypeable while Veronica Mars was going on.
That's right.
Gotcha.
I wasn't even in the Hypeable community yet.
I started at Hypeable.
Yeah.
It was the first thing I ever did.
It was like the best thing ever that movie was happening right as soon as we finished. It was so weird. Like, I don't know how that worked out as much as it did. And I'm pretty sure that with Atla, it ended, not like on the dot, but like quite near where Korra was ending too.
Yeah, Korra was only a couple weeks before we finished.
It was very strange. We tend to do that through Watchable, just like pick up really old shows and all of a sudden they become relevant in the real world as soon as we end.
Freaks and Geeks has been in the news a lot, so not like in like a not anything's happening way, but just in it's always popping up.
And I have hearts over my head because I just love you all. I changed it from that to that. Because I wanted to match Adiana's fierce red lipstick.
I had this mustache on earlier and it looked really good, so I'm gonna put it back.
I think you
it does look
it,
very good.
Obviously.
They also have like a sokka beard.
Oh.
So I can like give advice.
Water tribe.
I'm playing fire.
I don't know what that means.
Nope, neither do I. It's okay. Just smile and nod.
Okay, so the next thing I came up with off the top of my head was, if you can think of one, your most memorable on-air moment. For instance, I'll start. While we were recording an episode of the Veronica Mars Rewatchable, I think I did an impression of Kristen Bell at some point, and then I just like tweeted it out, or someone did, and she ended up tweeting at me while we were recording, and I kind of lost it, and it was the best thing ever.
That's awesome.
So, I don't know. That was mine. I don't know if there was something else like funny that happened, or...
I think mine was when I realized that Ariana was the author of that comment, and then reading it. That moment just sticks out in my head. Like, I loved it so much. Yeah, the defense of Katara.
I thought it was funny that nobody else, like, realized that that was me. I thought I made it, like, I tried to make it super obvious. So no one else would have to take the slack.
But it's one of my favorite moments.
Well, while we're on Atla...
The boulder.
The boulder was great.
The boulder just came out of nowhere, and it was brilliant and perfect.
See, I don't want to choose just, like... You do have to do it. I don't want to choose just, like, Atla, but I feel like that was, like, the most magical, because it built up from Veronica Mars so well. And, like, we were, like, on up from Veronica Mars, down from Pushing Daisies, and then we just shot back up from Atla. So we had so much fun. And then, of course, I think I have to choose mine with... Danya's I Wish She Was Here For It Now, her dubbing me of the lazy avatar, because that's just so true. It really is. I messaged Danielle and Adiana, and I was like, I just woke up from a nap, and I realized we recorded in a half an hour. I just put this whole thing together now. So that's why I'm wearing all of these hats and things, so you really can't tell what I look like.
I mean, Pushing Daisies was my first one, so I guess that was memorable. But then I just remember thinking about Avatar and being like, oh my god, I don't know if I could do this again. Just because Pushing Daisies was so, like, bleh. Yeah. Except for Lee Pace. Oof.
I totally forget that we even did Pushing Daisies.
I know, I was thinking about it earlier today. Or, like, Entertainment Weekly? Someone was doing some sort of bracket where it was, like, shows that should be revived. And the final two was Pushing Daisies versus Firefly.
And oh, Firefly!
Like, and I was like, oh, Pushing Daisies? This is the final two? Like, I had forgotten that I'd watched it just because it didn't stick.
That's not even a contest.
But Pushing Daisies was winning, like, 55% to 45%. So I don't know if it's still going on. But I voted for Firefly.
I, like, really love how yellow your, like, background is, Danielle. It's really...
It's my room. My room is, like, a daisy shade of yellow. It looks slightly green in the Hangout video, I think.
Does it, like, make you happy when you wake up in the morning? Like, oh, I'm so, like, perky. my yellow room.
It helps. It makes it really bright in here, though, so I can't, like, sleep.
Karen Rock! Hey! Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Oh, my God, you're so loud in my ear.
Karen, your hair is super cute.
Yeah, shout out to Karen's new hairstyle, because it is, like, the best.
Oh my God. I saw it in person yesterday, and it was the first thing I said to her. I was like, look at your hair!
So cute. You look like one of those flappers, you know, like their hair all the back.
Like Downton Abbey, I was like, you look super fly.
Or even Pan Am, yeah, you look great.
I bet they say you look super fly in Downton Abbey.
But Maggie, only Maggie Smith can say it.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously I'm not in Central Park because I didn't feel good, so I'm staying in the apartment. So I'm in my friend's kitchen right now.
I like it. I think we should see a very close-up of your face, so.
You.
Wait, it gives us, like, a very close-up of your face, so I like it.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well. I said we should send you out into the streets of New York asking people random questions for this, but I guess that's not going to happen.
Oh, my God. That would have been really funny. Like, okay, how do you feel about Zutara?
Yeah, exactly.
So what are we talking about?
Well, since you just joined, I kind of had everybody say, like, I don't know who they are, because we don't get to see faces, like, ever. So do you want to talk about yourself for, like, a minute?
Sure. Okay. Cool. I'm Karen, and I've been here since the beginning. I started for Firefly, and I didn't run Rewatchable then. I think Selena did, actually. And by the end of it, it kind of just fell into my lap. And then I adopted Caitlin because I needed help getting everything together and doing the scheduling and stuff like that. And that's when we got, like, super organized and crazy. Everybody always says how crazy it is coming on to Rewatchable because we're really organized. But, yeah, and I do, I'm like an editor on Hypeable, and I do some other podcasts, not another Teen Wolf podcast, Onceable, Book Hype, and I write for Teen Wolf and Percy Jackson, The Following, Eye Candy. I do a lot of random stuff, but yeah, it's been fun. I can't believe we've had 100 episodes so far.
High five, Karen.
Yeah.
Ariana, would you like to tell Karen her big news, or your big news, since you missed it?
It's like, I have big news that I don't know.
Are we finally going to be able to witness your hope, baby?
What? Oh, I don't know what that means.
She.
I don't even know what that means.
And I was on it. That Karen was going to allow us to witness the birth of her hope baby. So it happens in Atlo. There's a point when someone is just pregnant and decides to have their baby, like, after a big traumatic thing, and everyone's just, like, staring at her if she gives birth. It's really great. And this is supposedly a kid's show.
Let's not do that.
That's why we're having such a close-up of her face. It's going to be a surprise. It's going to be, like, pan out, parents will be pregnant.
Caitlin, you can use that eject button whenever you want.
Okay, but yes, Ariana, big news for Karen. Okay, I'll say it. Karen, you were in the most number of episodes for Rewatchable.
Oh, I guess that's not a huge surprise, but that's still really exciting.
You're number one.
How many episodes?
99. Oh, I mean 57?
I wanted to say 57 or 59, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So more than half. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Brittany, I just noticed what was behind you.
Yeah. Our 100th episode, guys. I went all out. Meaning I made these 2 minutes before we started. And I didn't even have them hung up when I joined the chat. I was like, let me get those.
So some of us are organized and rewatchable.
It's been a very long morning.
Oh my gosh, that's right. You've had a crazy day and it's not going to stop, is it?
I have had a crazy day. And it's not even half over. I still have 3 shows on tonight, 2 of which are finales. So get ready.
It's okay. Nothing's going to happen on Girls anyway.
Or looking. Absolutely nothing is going to happen.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, we're trying to figure out where you all, because I'm assuming people are watching, and I'm hoping so, where you all
can. We have 6 viewers. Yeah.
Hello, 6 viewers. Thank you for joining us. We're trying to find a place where you can talk to us. I think we found it. So
yeah, I don't know what that link is. And I love that people assume that it's me who's asking comments.
I was asking you about it. We'll get that link to you. I think you can comment in the comments of, like, the YouTube video, I think, if you want to talk to us. I mean, if you don't, it's totally fine. But if you did want to
tweet us, because I have my phone, and I'm ready.
Yes.
To field all of your questions.
Yeah. And if she misses some, I have my phone, too.
Brittany.
Captain America, yo. That was so cute.
Of course.
Brittany, is that a picture of you with Hank Green?
Oh, my Gmail picture? Yeah. I met him at LeakyCon, and we sang the Backstreet Boys together 2 minutes before that was taken.
Oh, that's so awesome. Amazing.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right, while we figure out that whole question interaction thing, the next thing that I kind of threw in here for us to talk about is your best discovery thanks to Rewatchable. So I don't know if I have to think if I have one or not, but it's like actor and actress, a show that Rewatchable kind of pointed you towards that wasn't one that we actually watched for Rewatchable. So, for instance, like Veronica Mars would be Burning Love, like someone pointing me towards that, or I don't know, something like that. Does anybody have anything kind of in that realm?
Does Zutara fanfiction count?
Sure, I think that counts, yeah.
You know what Zutara is? I'm so proud.
No, I have no idea what that means, but fan fiction.
You must have heard Zutara like 500 times by now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or gotten like a million tweets about Zutara, if I've ever.
Always on my phone.
it's a ship on Atla that everyone wanted to be, and it didn't. It was really sad.
Ooh, what happened here? Just made something full screen and I don't know how to get it away.
I'm going to say for me, and this is a big throwback, is probably Firefly, which I guess I didn't discover it through Rewatchable because I had watched it before we covered the show. But I feel like all of those actors have now been in so many other things, like Nate Fillion, and especially Alan Tudyk. Like, he does so much voiceover stuff now. Mm-hmm. So it's always cool to be like, oh, I know him back from Firefly. So I think like Veronica Mars is still a really big one for me, but like part of me is kind of bitter about it still. So I'm gonna go with Firefly.
I don't know if I discovered anything, but I did get a newfound appreciation for cartoons that are well done. Because going into Avatar, I was like, oh my god, I want to watch a cartoon. And even when people were like, why are you watching a cartoon? I'm like, it's the most important cartoon I've ever seen. So, but the writing was just so good, and it like made me pay attention to it more. Not that like I'm watching SpongeBob with like a like newfound like looking to write a thesis on it or anything, but there are smart cartoons out there.
I'm sure someone has tried.
Oh,
if SpongeBob didn't like literally take such a large dookie on top of Korra, I probably wouldn't hate it as much, but it's been like the bane of Korra's existence from the get-go. It's just not fun. I can't wait till we get into Korra so we can talk about why, because there are very specific reasons that SpongeBob was the downfall. Caitlin, you probably know specifically what I'm talking about. There's a certain meme especially, you know, that the SpongeBob laughing meme.
Well, yeah. It's more Nickelodeon was the baby of Korra's existence.
Yes, the personification is, or the symbolization, I guess, is SpongeBob.
Symbolization.
Past English major right here. We have so many English majors on here, I can't make up words.
English teacher, hello.
Yes, symbolization, please.
I have another one. Am I allowed to go again?
I can let it slide.
You're the boss, so you get to go.
You're I remember, like, Veronica Mars, and not to say that the other shows that we've done and the other people that we've had on here haven't been amazing, but I feel like Veronica Mars, we all got so close during that, and, like, we had so many in-jokes, and Danielle especially, like, I just remember that's when we became really good friends is during Veronica Mars, so... I'm thankful for you guys.
I love everybody in this bar. In this Veronica Mars bar.
I was just thinking, and I think for me, even though we've only gotten through technically two episodes, I feel like Freaks and Geeks is pointing me in different directions. Either that, or I feel like Seth Rogen is stalking me. Because I started watching, like, multiple things, and he's been in them. For instance, today I started watching Undeclared because I couldn't watch any more Freaks and Geeks. I'm not allowed. And, like, Seth Rogen's in it, and Jason Segel's in it, and I don't know. So I feel like I'm being pointed towards Seth Rogen.
Well, to be fair, Seth Rogen was in, like, everything for, like, 3 years. Like, he just kept popping up no matter where you were, what you were watching. It was like, oh, my God. So...
Apparently so. He's stalking me.
Kristen, I love your Jackson artwork behind you.
I love it, too.
Oh, I like it. Isn't that the one? Did you get that at Indie PopCon?
Yeah. Yep, all of that's from Indie PopCon. The entire wall of art behind me. Oh. Including the pictures in the middle. But yeah, good times. Good times.
I just have to talk to Ariana because she can't hear us. Or she can hear us, but we can't hear her.
Poor Ariana. We're trying to get you back. We want you back.
Did she mean this like I'm throwing up because I'm so upset?
No, Mitch.
Oh, I thought I was saying that too.
She just said that. Fabulous.
That was like ventriloquism because you were just like, no, Mitch. And she was doing it too.
That was quality.
I can try to, like, mime for you while we figure this out, if you want me to.
I'm going to wear this party hat for a while.
That's okay, I like that. I'm wearing the, I mean, I'm an angel, so.
No, you should put, there are devil horns, Mitch.
Probably more appropriate.
Yeah, considering the stories you were telling on Glee Chat last night.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness. All right, well, moving right along, how about weirdest location you've ever recorded rewatchable?
Closet.
Oh.
Closet, yeah. Totally.
Oh, I recorded, okay, for Pushing Daisies when we had to do, like, our little, like, none of us could be on the episode together for some reason, and it was the final episode, and we had to record our thoughts separately. Mm-hmm. I recorded that in my bathroom.
Good acoustics,
and no one would bother me for, like, the 30 seconds I needed.
Actually, you know what was funny? One time, Kyle from Firefly was over at my house, and we both used the same closet to podcast in that same very day. I took, like, a joke selfie, and he mimicked the same damn thing. I can't believe it. It was really funny. And we were, like, both using, like, a laundry basket to prop up our computers. It was super ghetto.
I did a Veronica Mars episode from my mother's closet because someone was mowing the lawn in the front
that.
Of our house. And my bedroom is right at the front of the house, and there are, like, no interior rooms. Like, every room in my house has an exterior wall. So I had to go into the closet because it had the most sound buffering, and it's, I live in Georgia, this was in the middle of the summer, and I had to close the door, and it was ridiculously hot, and my dog was trying to get in, like, why are you sitting in the closet?
How did you survive?
It was not the best experience.
Wow. Is it hot there, like, today? Because it's end of March.
It's cold
in excuse me. Hot days do not happen in March. Don't talk about your hot days.
Are you kidding me? It's like 90 degrees today.
No, it's like 38 at best.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
It's kind of hot in
Denver. I'm wearing a sundress today, so it's fine.
Well, la-di-da for you.
I couldn't get your mic to work after the weather conversation.
Honestly, Adriana, I think you have the cutest bedroom setup out of all of us. You have such a, like, an ergonomic look.
That's because I like just moved here, so there's nothing on my wall. Like, it's like totally empty.
Well, it's fine because it's kind of like the frame for your face. You know, like you fit really nicely into that area. You're not blocking any of the artwork, so it's like you get all the best of both worlds. It's really good. Like Cheshire Cat and all that. It's great.
Yeah, like okay, that thing. With the books, that fake bookshelf, it's actually usually empty. I just put stuff on it right now because it looked weird.
Oh my god, you're funny.
I've lived here for months and I still haven't put anything on the wall, so...
Well, you better keep these hundreds up.
I'm going to keep these 100 things up. It makes it look lived in.
Well, when you were wearing the Dr. Seuss hat, I thought you were trying to like mimic the Dr. Seuss font. It was really good because I was like, she really planned for this.
Wait, I can pretend that that was the case.
Look, right? It reminds me of like thing one and thing two font.
All right, we'll leave this one on.
It's great.
All right. Favorite listener comment? Can anybody think of any off of the top of their heads?
Well, my friend, who's on Twitter, _unforgiven, just said I look super cute today, so I think she wins.
You do look super cute, Karen.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think. There were, like, a lot of really good ones throughout Avatar, but I don't remember any specific ones.
I know. If I had thought of this, like, maybe 5 minutes before, I would have, like, totally done it. But now that I'm all pressureful, I have to put on a question mark face. I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say someone that loved me. Yeah. Someone that praised my awesomeness. That's it.
Oh, there was someone who was like, Mitch is my favorite. During Veronica Mars, people kept saying that. It was so obnoxious.
I remember hating that. They were like, everyone shut up. He's not that great.
No, whatever.
But then Avatar started and Ariana got all of the love from our
listeners. That's because I'm great. Love.
You are great.
Although, probably best listener feedback is whenever Ariana pretends to write in and you don't know that it's her.
You guys should know by now.
Guitar love, 5 Eva.
Thanks, Adriana. Now you have me singing Alanis Morissette, you ought to know. Thanks. At least we're having, what's the other Lazy Jean song that we were singing from Glee, everyone? Like, we should all sing in chorus.
No.
Oh, I do like whoever came up with the hashtag that was like, classic Ariana, because it was like only like a couple episodes into Avatar, and it was already like, it's classic Ariana.
That was a hashtag? How did I miss that?
Yeah.
There were a lot of hashtags. I mean, there's an episode called Hashtag Overload for
Atlas,
because I kind of went off on a limb, and I just went and made like everything a hashtag. It was great. It was like everything was hashtag the beach or hashtag Zutara.
The beach. Yeah.
Hashtag team Faka schedule.
Hashtag team Faka schedule. That's
hashtag
Caitlin.
Team Caitlin schedule.
Yes.
Yeah. Caitlin's totally embodied Sokka ever since Atla. You've done a great job of just like reining us all in and being like, stop being the painted lady. Stop saving the whales.
So
I this is all the mean ones we got during Pushing Daisies. Those are funny.
Yeah. Clucking hens. Oh my god.
The bitter clucking witch hens, I think, is probably one of the best things I've ever been called in my life. And I share that title with Ariana.
That's like my go-to for everything now. Like, mm-hmm. I'm being a bitter clucking witch hen, but
that beats the pound cake that Natalie got that one time that we were just all freaking out about. I'm pretty sure clucking hens.
I don't know. Like when anonymous people send me mean things, I could not care less. I usually use it to show off to my friends. Like, look at all the people who hate me.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a commenter who called me Areola instead of Ariana because they were mad of my opinion. And I thought that was pretty clever. I mean, I think there's better things. Like, you could have called me, like, Arianal. I think that would be better. Like, better pun, but it was clever.
I've stuck with Areola personally, just, like, on a daily basis.
Okay. The only other idea that I had here, I'm sure we'll have more things to talk about after this, but the other idea I had was making auxiliary awards for each other. So we can go in the order of the sign-off that we have, like, in the bottom of our doc, but basically the person on top would make an auxiliary award for the person right below them.
I'm on my phone, so I don't have a doc in front of me.
Sure, oh, okay. Karen.
You're last, Karen, so.
Yeah, so you would have an auxiliary award for Caitlin.
Okay, I can do that.
So, like, best hair, most memorable voice. I mean, those are slightly lame, but I don't know. I just thought it might be fun.
Oh, ooh, I got a good one.
Oh, I guess I'm first, huh?
Yes.
So, Brittany, I would say, is most likely to have a free weekend to record.
Yay! That is very, very true.
That one was good, Caitlin.
So I have Danielle, and I'm going to go with most memorable voice, because I feel like once Danielle came back, even though she was gone for all of Atla, it was just like, Danielle's back! And all the listeners were happy, and everyone's just yeah, happy every time they hear you.
That made me so happy when someone was like, oh my god, she's back! It made my day. Couldn't stop smiling.
So, most memorable voice.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so mine is Ariana, and no words
wait,
could
wait,
ever.
Sorry, where's the list?
The sign off. So you will have an award for Mitch.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, perfect. Here we go.
I set
Mitch
it up that way.
I'm happy that I didn't get you, because
yes,
I have a couple.
Oh, yeah. That's been brutal.
I don't know why I gave myself Ariana, because this is the hardest one. Most likely to start a Twitter hashtag war?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe?
I love it. The consent, the mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she would, like, create an account to, like, compete against herself. Because I feel like you're so good at, like, you know, just sparking it and then, like, being really, just, you have so much to say about both sides.
Okay.
It'd be great.
So you're kind of making me sound like Gollum, but okay.
I mean, you're most likely to start a war and win.
Like, well, yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, if I'm both sides, obviously.
You're consistently playing chess against yourself, I'd have to agree.
All right, so Ariana, it's your turn.
There's, like, so many for Mitch.
Oh, God.
Like,
oh, God. I'm nervous. Look at her thought face. I don't like this. It reminds me of when Azula's trying to, like, calculate a plan, and she knows what she's going to say, but she wants everyone to think that she's thinking. So she's like,
Probably, like, most likely to ruin everything.
I can see that, though.
Oh, that's great.
See, mine for him would be most likely to ruin an entire show in one sentence.
Like Deadsuki. I think there was one that I started. It wasn't Deadsuki. Mikhail started that one. There was one that I, like, populated in everyone's brain.
Oh, that Zutara was going to kiss?
Yeah.
Well, that Zutara was going to kiss.
I forgive you for that. You were
totally
like, hashtag Zutara kiss. No.
I know. Yeah, that was probably a mistake. It's all right. See, I get Kristen. It's a good thing that I know Kristen outside of Rewatchable, because I've never been on this podcast with her. So I'm gonna have to go out on a limb and say, most likely to have cool memorabilia to talk about, because you had a Reptar shirt when I first met you.
That's
and
right.
And you have, like, these awesome pictures, yes. And you always just seem to have, like, the best fandom stuff, which is really, really, that's like a hot competition against other Rewatchablers, because I always liked Danielle's, like, pop vinyl figures, and Karen, just, like, random pictures with, like, Oh yeah, see, look at her. See?
Danielle's just like, ooh, what can I pick up from my right?
And then Karen goes and like takes pictures of the, like, every fandom person ever, like Jeff Davis and the lady from that three lady show that switches.
Are you serious right now?
I was gonna say Karen might disown you right now for not knowing what Charmed was.
That three lady show.
That three lady show with witches.
I got Karen because oh love, and I'm gonna say first of all, best hair because my God, her hair is looking fabulous.
My God,
yes. We got a Twitter thing from Tabitha Harrison. Sorry, I like totally interrupted everything.
Oh, okay, good. Go for
speaking
it.
Of who ruins everything,
I should be like
everything.
Most likely to interrupt everybody. I just got so excited. You finish first, and then I'll go.
Well, besides Karen's best hair, I'm just going to say most likely to be the most awesome person ever because she's been around since the beginning and she's kept everything going even when there have been rough spots and when people were not, like, what's the word? They weren't, pushing daisies didn't go so smoothly, I know, and so she's kept it all together, so I'm just going to give her that award.
I'm blushing so much right now.
Yeah, so Kristen gave Karen a nice award. She's obviously still new. She does not as well.
Okay, so should I go, or Ariana, you want to do your tweet?
No, it's just a tweet that somebody sent us, so do yours first.
Okay.
I'm just being obnoxious.
Clearly, Caitlin gets best impersonations, and... specifically the boulder. So, Caitlin, can you please bring us some boulder right now?
Oh, God, it's going to be so awkward if you can actually see me doing it.
We should put a hat or, like, a mustache on you.
Like, yeah, you're in my main video now. Like, you are at the top, the biggest one, so I could see this.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm just going to start laughing. Crap. Okay. The boulder. Thanks, Karen, for this auxiliary award.
I love it.
Now I'm gonna go hide.
That was wonderful. And I only saw that one video that you sent me that one time.
Yeah.
And what it's supposed to be.
The boulder is no longer conflicted.
Okay, I actually have to go, so my friends don't disown me, but just want to say thank you guys so much for 100 episodes, both you guys and the listeners. I think that's really amazing, and I can't wait for everything else that we have planned, because I have some secrets, and I think some upcoming what? Things are going to be pretty exciting. So
that is exciting.
That is very exciting.
I don't even
I
know
no
your secrets.
What you're talking about.
I know. When Karen has secrets, we all get excited.
I don't even know Karen's secrets, and I'm happy.
Yes, you do. You just forgot.
Are you going to bring on, like, the Korg and Atla creators onto Rewatchable permanently? They're going to, like, replace me as resident men.
Maybe. We'll have to
Mitch,
see.
You're out.
Your gender requirement is filled.
But yeah, so I will see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Imagine if she hung up the whole call by accident and the meal just went away.
Well, right, I'm hosting, so that would be hard.
Yeah, Ariana, share the tweet that I retweeted.
Okay, so Tabitha Harrison tweeted us at @it's_like_you_know. She said, loving Rewatchable Live. That's all she said.
We waited so long for that.
Okay. Shout out, Tabitha.
Yay. Thanks for joining our party.
It's funny because we have like 7 or 6 listeners or watchers. On
we're up
video.
To nine.
Now 9.
We're up to 9.
We're up to 9.
Because how many of there are? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I wonder if it counts the 6 of us on the actual video. It probably does. We probably have like 3.
Oh, that would be so bad. Why are you most likely to ruin everything in a single sentence?
I'll put the devil horns back on. There we go.
Oh, gosh.
So the other points I have on here are fireworks, singing, dancing, and snacks. So did anybody have anything else? Like any fun questions, fun stories? Heartwarming stories like Karen's loving everybody.
I feel like there's sound effects we could play. That they're like fireworks ones. I don't know if it plays over the whole thing. I won't be obnoxious. I'll do one. I'm gonna do clapping one. Ready?
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We should all clap it at the end. Like as soon as we're finishing, everyone just press the clap one.
Okay.
That'd be cute.
Make it obnoxiously loud.
Yeah.
I guess in response to your question, Danielle, because I am most likely to have a free weekend, I don't feel like I'm not doing anything on those weekends, though, because I feel like I'm hanging out with you guys, so it's kind of cool.
Aww.
You know. For the cycle that I was out for Atla, okay, there's off, so you can take me seriously, I felt really sad. Like, I hated getting kicked out of the rewatchable Facebook group. And I hated not talking to rewatchable people. Like, I missed having my weekends maybe potentially filled with rewatchable stuff. So that however long... Oh, my gosh, what just happened?
She's going to take a picture of all of us?
No, I didn't. No, it didn't work. And now I don't have a video. Oh, wait.
No, I don't either.
No, I'm so confused. I clicked on the wrong thing. I wanted the draw thing, so I wanted to put a heart around your face. And now I don't know what to do.
I don't know what this is, but it makes me look like an expert.
Wow. I mean, I'm in the mountains at this point. So
you are.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So, yeah, the months without rewatchable were terrible.
Well, you should have watched Avatar with us. Because
I know. That's totally your fault, Danielle.
I know. I was so exhausted from pushing daisies because it was exhausting.
It was hard to get through, like, those 80 minutes of television every week because I would sit there and just watch and be like, oh my god, is there going to be a plot in this episode or are they just going to like run around like crazies?
I fell asleep through a few Pushing Daisies episodes. I'm happy to fall asleep too
because like I'm used to falling asleep to Jim Dale's voice in Harry Potter audiobooks and now hearing it in like the TV show so frequently. It was just like,
Caitlin, your teeth look amazing.
I don't even know where they came from.
I just saw that. That's great.
I didn't put them there on purpose.
I didn't put this mask here either, so someone's giving us masks. Okay. And stuff.
It's probably Ariana.
This is where we would edit out all of this awkward silence.
Right? Yeah. I'd rather just watch Danielle adjust herself in her seat for another 5 minutes. That's okay.
Oh, sorry. Like I said, I have no desk, so I'm forced to sit in like this circular chair as I like break whatever I'm holding. I don't know. Everything's falling out. Okay, we're good.
So,
I don't know what to do.
We got more tweets.
We did! Good.
Yes, we did.
Tweets plural, wow. Okay.
So, I'll read them. So we have Danny P. who says, you have more than one live listener. Yay!
Aww. Yay! Yes,
welcome.
Julian Snidget. Oh, I love his name.
Wait, he has one more, and then I'll give his Twitter handle a shout out. So he says, it's fun to see the faces of the voices that I listen to each week. I like seeing your faces, too. Except Danielle.
Yeah. I wish I could say, like, you do or do not look like how I expected you to, but I've already seen all of you before. So.
I've never seen half of you in real life. So
I haven't seen any of you in real life. Oh, no, Kristen, I met you. I forgot about that day.
Yes.
And Karen.
Well, and Karen.
I've met all of you except for Caitlin. Yeah, I've met everybody except for Caitlin.
Oh,
sad.
That is sad. Caitlin, come to SDCC
someday. Yes.
Ugh. Why does everybody?
That's my reaction too.
Yeah, I won't go.
I was like, ooh, too many people.
Too many people.
I was like, I like to sleep in bed.
Yeah, there's no sleeping
in a bed.
Karen tweeted us.
Karen tweeted us.
Yeah.
At Comic-Con, I slept on the ground, like on the cement. That was not fun. I'm not sure I would do that again. And that was for Cora because I really wanted to go to the panel in the morning. So you had to like get in line at like 8 p.m. the day before, and then try and sleep in, like, I had this little chair they gave me, and I broke it because I was trying to sleep on it the whole night, and...
I remember you breaking the chair. Yeah. I was there for that one.
And she was like, I'm not even upset. I know you were sleeping on the street. It's okay. Like, she bought this chair specifically for, like, herself to wait in line, and then I just volunteered, so she's just like, do whatever you will. And it was hell, because, like, they were, like, it was scary. They were, like, cockroaches and, like, mouse droppings everywhere, so I'd know that they were around, and it was so scary. And I did that all just for Cora, so, I mean, I can't wait to get to, like... Yes. It is so sad. It is so sad.
Sorry, I've been waiting to use that.
Oh, we should talk about, like, the first time we met someone here on Rewatchable.
Oh.
I think most of us have.
No, I haven't met anybody.
No. Caitlin!
Caitlin, I've sent you, like, a million gifts. Does that count?
Yes, you have sent me a lot of gifts. That's very sweet.
I met Natalie and Karen first out of anyone. We went to a Star Kid show together in New York. Yeah. And then I met Kristen and Karen and a bunch of book hype people.
Mm-hmm.
And Marima. Marima was there too. And then I just saw Karen again yesterday. So,
Adriana, let's talk about when we met up in Disneyland and had, like, the best gossip sesh ever. It went on for the whole day.
Let's not do that. You know who I saw yesterday, actually? That's funny, because you reminded me when you said Karen. I saw Gabby yesterday.
Oh, you did.
Aww. Veronica Mars,
yeah.
Yes. I don't know who that is.
She used to work for Hyde.
I think I know her name.
She left about a year ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She came out to SDCC. I think the first person I met was Kyle. Well, Kyle and Laura Byrne Cristiano. And that was the very first time I had ever been in New York. I flew into LaGuardia all by myself and tried to navigate myself via the subway to Lincoln Center, which did not work out very well. I got lost in New York. But when I finally did make it there, they were the first two people I saw, and I was very, very glad to see them. But I think the first of the rewatchable people I met was Mitch at SDCC 2 years ago.
Oh, wait, you're kidding, really?
I think of the people here, I think I met you first.
Oh, yeah, you must have, though. That makes sense, because that was, like, 2013. Okay, I'm with you.
Did Diana just quit?
She has to plug in her computer.
So do I, so I'll be right back. I just got the, like, your Mac is going to die message.
They're partying way too hard.
I know.
I thought she was just like, okay, I quit, I'm done, I'm leaving, goodbye.
I just have this vivid memory, Kristen, of, I don't even think you were there, maybe you were, of Marma, Kyle, and I sitting in your hotel room, all, like, discussing, because you were staying with them in their hotel room, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, we were all discussing, like, what factions we'd be in for everything, so, like, Divergent, Harry Potter, Atla, like, everything.
And I spent, like, a grand total of 2 minutes in the room that year, so I probably wasn't there.
Oh, what are you talking about? Sorry.
Jumping from one place to another that day.
San Diego Comic-Con, where I met you, Adriana, for the first time.
Okay, are we talking about that? Because I'll talk
about
that.
We're still talking about meeting each other.
Gossip, though, is, like, confidential, Mitch, so it's just between me and you, you know?
Oh, my God, we were, like, tight. No, from the day we met, like, we just went for it. Like, we didn't hold back anything.
No. Then, so, like, the first person I met in Rewatchable was definitely Karen. She was like, so nice, guys. She's, like, the best human. Because I was, like, new to Hypeable, and believe it or not, I'm, like, a very shy person. And so she was like, oh, you know, like, we should meet up. And then she was really great. And I met up with her all alone, nervous. And then she was like, let's go back to my hotel room. And I was like, okay, you're really forward, Karen.
Did she do a sensual Azula dance for you in the bedroom?
Yeah, she's like, I need to take a shower, so. She did. She had to get ready and look fabulous for the Hypeable party. And so then we went to the Hype Bubble party, and then everybody ignored me, except for you, Mitch. And so we, like, sat in a corner all day and talked.
Oh, we didn't just talk.
We got deep soon. We were like...
I know. And then we started talking about, like, your ghetto phone, and it was the cutest thing ever. And, like, your ghetto
GPS. The one
I still have. Yes! Oh my god, that just brought back so much memory just looking at it. That's great. Yes. Yeah, and she was trying to get back with, like, a really... Like, weren't you using paper instructions instead of a GPS because the GPS didn't work?
Yes. Oh, I'll remove your mask, Danielle. Oh, it was definitely me. I'll figure it out. But, yeah, I met Kristen there, too, and I remember she had this great, like, Reptar shirt, and Kristen was really nice.
The Reptar shirt, Kristen, yes.
Yeah. Kyle was, like, really drunk.
Yep.
He was really drunk, and I just remember he was like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, oh, Bakersfield. And he goes, isn't it really boring there? And I was like, I guess. I don't know what you want me to say, Kyle.
Well, speaking of Comic-Con showers, there was a specific moment when I didn't have time to go back to my hotel room with Laura, and so I had to use Karen and McCall's bathroom to, like, I took a shower or whatever, because I was going to go sleep on the street for Cora all night, but I also wanted to wash my clothes because I didn't have a change of clothes, so I had, like, the hotel bar soap, and I filled up the whole bathtub. I was scrubbing away, and then to try and dry them in time, I was trying to use the hair dryer. It was, like, a half an hour later, and they were knocking on the door, like, Mitch, are you alive in there? Did you just leave the hair dryer on forever? And, like, I was so embarrassed because I didn't want to explain to them that I was using their hair dryer and bathtub to clean my clothes. But, like, what else are you supposed to do? I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out how to take this off, Danielle, and I probably shouldn't mess with things that I don't understand.
That's okay. It's okay. You can move on.
I'm really going to try hard, though.
Yeah, it's fine. I appreciate it because I'm about to start talking about you.
We have another tweet.
We do.
Oh, do we?
Woo. Yeah, Kristen, this one's from, I'm going to say this wrong, Maj, M-A-J, anyone know how to say that?
That's anyway. My Elizabeth.
Oh, this is Karen's friend, the @_unforgiven, and Kristen, she wants to know who did the Jackson piece on your wall.
What's her name? It's not Daunt, it's Keegan.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Keegan. Yes.
She sent it for me, but I can't. Yeah, Krugen. Thank you.
Krugen.
She sent it. Mustaches on it. Yeah, no, she signed it for me, but I can't read it. But yeah, no, it was one of Karen's friends. So if you really, really want her, the link to her page, Karen sent it to me, but I don't know where it is. So bug Karen.
Yeah, I'll find her Twitter. I find her Twitter handle because I follow her.
You're my hero. I know I do too, but it's like buried at the bottom of my list.
She's super, super nice.
The mustache followed him.
Oh yeah, she's fabulous. Cause this other one, the Sherlock one on the other side, is also from her.
Yes. So it's her name. Her like first name is Melissa, but her Twitter handle is @Krugan. KREUGAN.
Look at you, saving the day.
I look like a superhero. What else am I supposed to do?
I was impressed with how quickly you were able to take that off the wall. Usually, like, my pictures in the wall that you're not allowed to see because my house is too messy are, like, glued on. You're just able to, like, take it off easily.
Mine are on nails. Yeah, mine are framed and hung on nails, so they're easy to take off, but they also fall on my head sometimes, so...
Well, Kristen, where do you live? I don't remember.
I'm in Ohio.
Does Ohio get a lot of earthquakes? Because I was always scared in LA to put.
Won't go back at all.
No, we don't get a lot of earthquakes. We're like tornado country. Like, we don't deal with hurricanes or earthquakes, but tornadoes and really nasty thunderstorms are about all we get.
It was like a legitimate concern. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I interrupt so much. It's really rude of me. I'm trying to work on it. My sister gets mad. Caitlin, how did you take off your thing?
I went into the draw thing
on
the left side, and then I just hit the trash button.
Okay. Everyone should make like a really like trendy background like me. I think it looks so great when my head isn't like half in it like that.
It looks like a 90s like rock album cover.
Right? I was thinking the same thing. Oh. Where they put one foot up on the wall behind them and they
yeah.
back. Yeah.
Jeez. Probably not like that, that way. Like standing up and putting your foot back.
Yeah.
Really fast. I want to say that my first hypeable person that I ever met was Ariana. And I ran at her from down the street with my rolling suitcase.
I probably would too.
And that was magical.
I was kind of scared because I'd never like seen her actual face before. Or, well, I've seen pictures of her, but never like a video of her. And so I was kind of scared that she was going to be someone that she wasn't. And then I was just going to run at her and scare her. But then we hugged, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, I was, like, really nervous, too, obviously, because I was, like, obsessed with Danielle. And I was like, what if in person I hate her? So
no!
But no, obviously, I love you, like, even more in person. And you should just, like, be in my life every day.
I really wish Karen was here, because she was, I think, one of the first type of people I ever met, because we went to go see Stephanie Meyer at the Host movie premiere, and Laura was there, too. It seemed to be the three of us at a lot of things. I don't know why. But it was just so cool to, like, have such, a, like, a brand newbie experience with Karen, because, like, her and I both lived in New York, so I picked her up in my car. We hustled on down to, like, Pennsylvania, and Ariana's now at the beach. And it was really fun because her and I were just, like, so lost together, and, like, we bonded so closely after that. It was great. And it was just so scary, too, because we're both not really good with, like, directions. So there would be many moments when we would circle around the city for, like, 2 hours trying to find our way. So, I mean, I guess you just have to, like, get lost with every watchable friend to make besties with them. Right, Ariana?
Yes.
You're busy concentrating on your beach here.
Yeah.
The back. There you go.
No, I was trying to get it off.
Oh, Caitlin. The person whose name I could not pronounce is happy that you know how to pronounce her name.
Well, she writes in the Glee chat, and we have talks, and she's great. So.
I'm
who is she?
With names.
My Elizabeth. Underscore yeah. Unforgiven.
My God.
Name's Mai? That's so cool.
That's like
so
Atla. Cool.
No, that's me.
Oh. Should have heard, yes. Kristen, you're really rocking that evil-looking goatee mustache combo.
I didn't give it to myself, and I don't know how to take it off.
Oh, it's not a goatee. I thought it was a goatee. Here, it's your microphone.
I was like, whoever was responsible, if they want to try, go for it. But there, it's really there. Cool.
I got mine Yay. Off on my own. Maybe it's just because I have all the power. I don't know.
Oh, now there's like a weird thing. Hold on.
Oh, I got that one. Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
William Shatner is 84.
Wow. Is he really?
Yeah, according
well,
to...
he's still kicking. Good for him.
I
thought he was much younger
off?
Than that. I thought he was in his 70s.
Who's William Shatner, please? Somebody.
Are you serious?
He's the price line negotiator.
Oh, that guy.
Also Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
I love you for that, Brittany.
That was amazing.
It's so much more... It's so much more effective.
Live tweets all the CW shows now, and it's amazing.
Yes, he does. And he live tweets Once Upon a Time. It's great.
That's so random. Why would he?
This is so great.
In support of genre shows. That's why he does it.
Oh, yep. It's so much better seeing your snark like on video, Brittany, because like just hearing it doesn't do it all the way. Like I have to like see the facial expressions, you know.
No, Brittany's snark is like my favorite thing. I love it.
I'm glad it comes through because I feel like he's it a lot.
Oh, look it, we got another tweet from Zach. Yay. At Zach H Official. I love Zach. He always tweets.
I love Zach too. He always talks
about it. And he's just so official.
The Rewatchable Crew is currently on, and Eyes TV. It's currently on, It's Like You Know, and Eyes TV. Hashtag 100 live, though. Aww. Look it! We're on the TV.
We're on the TV. Although, I'm a little disappointed you chose to take a picture when Mitch was large.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Never.
I mean, I have the most beautiful background, the most beautiful face.
Yeah. I mean, I love Zach because he always writes to us, so it makes me feel like I'm connecting with someone.
Yeah.
And also, I don't have to have, like, that fake beard because I already have it for real, so. You know.
Also, he says that the struggle is real and rewatchable live as they try to figure out how to remove their special effects.
It's true.
That's true. Also, Tabitha loves your hat.
Thanks, we're a true Slytherin.
Ariana.
Oh, Ariana, thank you.
Is that Chewbacca?
It is Chewbacca. It is.
Cute. I like
it. It's my go-to fandom hat. I love it. It just looks so, it's like so absurd. It's such an ugly little bear. I love it.
It is. And I love it, the cute little bangs coming out of it too, because like you have such chic bangs with such like a fuzzy hat. It just, it looks so like Paris. I love it.
Yeah, definitely Paris.
Listen, I've been watching a lot of Gossip Girls, you and Danielle know, and they're in Paris right now, so I'm like in a very French mood.
Oh my gosh.
And I love Mitch. Mitch messages me the other day about something with Grey's Anatomy, and he's like asking questions about Private Practice, like, and it ended so long ago. And aww, he's like, oh, wait, isn't it still happening? I'm like, no.
I was like, is Addison coming back for McLovin?
Who cares?
Mitch cares.
Mitch cared.
I did.
But his biggest concern was who died, and I was like, no one. No one died.
Like, ever since 007, the deaths don't really shock me anymore.
But everyone is dead, because I picked it up, like, a little, I missed, like, 5 seasons before I picked it up to start covering it, so.
I know.
All of a sudden, I showed up, and the hospital's got a new name, and, like, 7 doctors are dead, and I'm like, oh, what happened? There's a plane crash, that's what happened.
I remember that. I didn't watch it, I stopped. A
ferry boat crash, an earthquake, what else? Let's see.
There's, like, a storm.
Lots of fun.
Can we vow never to do Grey's Anatomy for rewatchable? Hey, is it only like...
That's not gonna happen.
But it's so good. It would take years.
It would take like 3 years to get through the first season, I swear. Like, it just feels like
guys,
it never
this
ends.
This season is good, though. Like, I'm really digging season 11.
It's okay. Like, I mean, I like the storyline so far, so...
Yeah.
Also, can we not do American Horror Story season 3? Cause...
We could do none of it.
Well, none there's good it. Stuff in it, but, like, it starts falling down. Like, I feel like if we were ever to do American Horror Story, we should do, like, one season of it, like, the best one that we would all choose.
I mean, we definitely have
80 other shows
here
on the list.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's do that then real quick, because I think this is ending in...
Yeah, 15 like, minutes.
15 minutes. So, one show... Sorry to hijack you, Danielle. I know you're hosting our lovely call.
Wait, I can't hear Danielle. Yeah, I can't hear Danielle.
Oh, my gosh, she's not you. Maybe
you're on mute.
I was muted.
Okay.
I kept trying to talk, and then Mitch kept talking over me. I was like, jerk.
Mitch is on vacation. I love it.
It's because I'm like a Roman goddess right now. I just seem like no one else can talk over me.
I'm sorry. No, what I was going to say is that we should say, like, a show that we wish we could do for rewatchable.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I want to do
Cage.
Yeah. Okay, you go first, Ariana. What do you want to do?
Since I already yelled everything. I want to do Kings. It was one season on NBC like 10 years ago, and I remember I like loved it, but I don't know if it would hold up now. Probably, but it was really cool. It was this show about, it like took the Bible story of David and it put it in modern times. So it was like people were kings like in America, and it's like much cooler than it sounds. But it was like, yeah. So then people were like killing each other, but like in suit. And there was like
sounds
a king,
like a
but you wore a suit.
I bet Kyle would want to be on that one.
Hashtag, by the way.
Probably.
Hashtag live 100.
Yeah.
Which I thought was in relation to the show, the 100 or whatever it's called.
It's amazing show. Hello.
So. I know. Karen and I were talking about it yesterday because she bought the third book. And I was like, I should really watch that because Caitlin and like Selena are really into it.
Selena got me watching it.
Yeah.
Selena got me watching it, and it's amazing.
It's one of the best shows on TV right now, I swear.
Yes.
Also,
Danny P asked us what show we would pick, so we're like, we're catering to the fans.
Yeah.
And Zach took
a
picture of me. So. What?
Yeah. Because you were whining, so
I was whining. I mean, I appreciate people giving in to my whining, because it never happens on Rewatchable.
Where's Boomy? Where's Boomy?
Sorry, I like missed. What was that show you were saying? Everybody was like, "Yes, it's the best one."
Oh, the 100.
The
100. Oh, the 100. Yeah, I don't even know what it's called.
That's a debate, isn't it? Like, what's the actual title?
No, they, I feel like they, you don't say it the 100. You just say it the 100.
I feel like every single hyperbole comment on every article of it has someone saying the 100. Wait, that's not right. Is that right?
No,
the 100. The 100.
I'm getting numbers, but it said the 100.
But Brittany, that's not your rewatchable show, though.
No. It's not done. Yeah, no. My dream rewatchable show would be Will and Grace, without a doubt. But that would also take forever, goes off the rails in season 8. But that's okay.
I feel like everything does once it gets around season 8.
Brittany, I have like one distinct memory of Will and Grace, and it's of Will trying to convince his penis to have sex with Grace. So he's bribing it by saying, "I will buy you a new pair of pants if you do this."
Oh, the new pair of leather pants. Yeah, because they're trying, like, they're like in vitro didn't take because they wanted to have a kid together, and so they were like, "Well, I guess we could try like actually having sex."
Oh my god, is that season 8?
No, that's season 5.
The grad school I went to has the Will and Grace set in the library.
Oh, did you go to Emerson?
I did go to Emerson for grad school.
I know everything. They took it out though.
They did?
Yeah, it's now somewhere in Hollywood.
Well, it was there when I was in grad school.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Back in the day, because I'm old.
It's almost worth watching that show just for Karen's voice. She's great. Just like her high-pitched nasal.
Ugh, it's such a good show. All right, who else?
That would be a good choice. Who else is the show? The first one that I can think of off the top of my head is one that's called The 9 Lives of Chloe King. I don't know if anybody ever watched it. It was actually an ABC Family show, and I think it was stopped too soon. It is a book series. It is a novel, but it's about this girl, and she finds out that, like, she's a part of this old civilization, sort of, or, like, a descendant from it, where they're, like, half cat. And, like, they have these cool powers, and, like, all of these fun things happen. It's sort of supernaturally. Ariana, are you laughing at me?
No, I think bestiality, it should definitely, like, go for it. Do what you do.
Hashtag Team Jacob.
Jeez, whatever, but I think it was gone too soon, and that's the show that I would do, because it's only one season, so it would be fast and fun. That's me.
Fast and Furious, you mean?
Fast and Furious.
Oh, wait, there is a drum. No, it's a drum roll. It's not like the doo-doo-sh. It's not going to be as good. I'm going to blow out a birthday cake as I say mine. I would love if we would do Heroes, and that does not relate to a birthday cake, and also is a horrible show past, like, season 1.5.
Yeah, it was like after season 1.
And can I blow out this birthday cake? I'm going to try.
Well, mixed of that.
I love that, Caitlin, the way that it's arranged on my computer, when you were like coming at Caitlin, she moved. I saw that too. I was so like, wait, what?
Good. Caitlin.
The show I would pick is one of my favorites, Nikita, which ended a couple years ago. It got 3 full seasons and then a 6 episode season 4 because it had really terrible ratings because nobody has good taste, so they weren't watching it. But it's a remake of the old show that was a remake of a movie, La Femme Nikita. Maggie Q plays Nikita, Shane West plays her love interest Michael, and it's a super awesome spy series, and the ladies are badass, and it's pretty much amazing. It's very well written, and it's just all about awesome ladies being awesome. So if you like awesome ladies kicking ass, you should watch Nikita.
We have a really good theme on, like, all of Hypable, people loving kick-ass ladies, and I deeply appreciate it, because I've always been, like, a big fan of playing a video game, The Girl, because I love beating up men. It's so much fun. Like, I'm in, like, a dress and high heels sometimes. It's like Princess Peach, and I get to slap people. It's my.
What is your obsession with, like, beautiful blonde women, Mitch?
Beautiful blonde women, indeed, yeah. For real. Like, Dana Agron, she's like, oh, Oh, God. Don't even ask Caitlin what my obsession is with her.
Oh, my God.
And Blake Lively. I know that you're, like, obsessed
Blake with Lively. I need to see her new movie. What's it called? It's like she's...
Oh, Adeline. Where she's, like, young forever.
Adeline? Yeah, it's kind of like...
I think it's something like that.
Adeline something. It's like she's almost yeah. Benjamin Button, but she doesn't age at all. She just kind of stays... Oh, it's like Twilight then. Okay.
I just want to, like, see her, like, go through all the outfits over the years, because I think she's going to look awesome in any decade that she has to dress for.
I love her bedroom eyes and sultry voice. It just works. Everything she says just sounds like it's no. on. Yeah, it's like the most important thing you've had to hear. And it's just, I love it. She captures my attention. That's why I love her, Adiana.
Mitch, did you have a show that you would want to watch?
Well, I gave mine Heroes.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yes, it is your turn.
It's okay. Well, if I got to pick a really long one, it would be Smallville because I have an obsession with Smallville. I love Smallville so much, I would totally pick that. But because that one is 10 seasons long and there's no shot that we would
it's
ever
It's 10
be able to
seasons?
Pick. Yeah.
Yeah.
It ended in the 10th season. I would choose Greek, which I
Greek
love on ABC Family, and I feel like not enough people really knew about it when it was on, and it's so, so much fun. It's like 6 seasons, and it's like 12 episodes a season, so it's really not that long. But it's so, so great, and there's so many of the stars from that are just now becoming big. Like, Scott Michael Foster was on Once Upon a Time, and one of the other male leads was just in American Sniper, and he's got another new pilot coming next year. And so it's just a really great show, and I would love to do it someday.
Imagine if we did Once Wonderland.
No.
Ooh, no. Why would we even?
Like, no. like you thought we
talked about it on Onceable. It was
yeah.
Random.
It's bad. It's just no.
If we struggled through Pushing Daisies,
yeah, I know. I would never watch for Once Wonderland.
Oh, and the CGI, oof.
It would just be us talking about Michael Socha the entire time.
Absolutely. Oh, and how the hell he got to Once Upon a Time.
Right.
Yeah. Still do not know.
Brittany,
and
you and
still
I.
Still has nothing new to do.
Brittany, what? I think the crux of our relationship is just, like, the horrible CGI in the Once shows. That's, like, how we bond. That and, like, the crack stories in American Horror Story.
Yeah, American Horror Story. That took up a... We talked about that once for, like, a couple hours.
For real. It was just, like... I was, like, I'm not going to watch the end. What happens? And then I had to watch it because you described all these crazy things.
Oh, yeah. I gave you, like, the whole play-by-play with Dandy. That's right.
Yes, for Freak Show. And I had to watch it because, like, Neil Patrick Harris comes on... And, oh, he's so hot in that show. Oh, my God. But he...
I don't know what this means.
But he's, like, a psycho crazy, of course. And it's just silly. It's just... Don't bother watching, I think, the fourth. Is that what... Was that the fourth season, Brittany?
Yes.
Yes, I think the first three were great. And the fourth just really just, like... Ryan Murphy seems to stop caring on, like, the fourth seasons of all the shows. It's bad.
Season four.
Maybe he'll care now because Lady Gaga's coming. But...
It's your favorite, Caitlin?
Yeah, because my babies are in that one. Hello.
Yes,
I don't know why you like them, Caitlin.
Because they are the best.
No.
Marley. Oh.
No.
Yes. I will fight you.
She's the reason I will watch Supergirl, Melissa Benoist, because she's just like she's like not blonde, right? But she's still like. So
she's
like,
playing a blonde.
She went blonde.
She is. That's why I like her so much again.
I know.
But she's like my summer girl, you know? Or like my forever girl. Because
she... Maybe you're my forever girl.
Maybe you're my forever girl.
God.
So, bringing it back into rewatchable, please.
We have 5 minutes.
That was rewatchable. Hashtag.
Yeah, that was rewatchable.
Yes. Well, then I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
Hashtag the beach.
Hashtag the beach.
So I promised I think her name is Amanda. She follows us on Twitter and she tweets at us and she's
hey,
lovely.
Yo, Amanda.
Yes, that one. I promised her fireworks, singing, dancing, and snacks. So can we do any of these in the last 5 minutes? I can hand dance.
Yeah, we're good.
Hand dance.
I'll make my hands really big like this, like really creepy.
Or do firework effect.
I'm looking
I don't
for
know.
A good
hand dancing rules.
This one's called Doorbell. That's the closest I can find to music.
I was gonna say I think I might have a box of Thin Mints next to my bed, so they're snacks.
Oh, okay, now we need fireworks. Where are we
It's an
fireworks?
Empty box, but, you know.
If I think fireworks, I would get rid of two of the categories.
Yes! Baby, fireworks.
Good idea.
No,
yeah.
No, let's go. Make him go.
Because that was singing.
I can definitely
dancing.
Never run for office now.
Well, actually, you know what? Firework. Singing the song Firework kind of killed three birds with one stone because you can dance while you're singing it, and it's about fireworks.
And it's about fireworks.
And here are the snacks. I would share them with you all, but
with Skittles and Thin Mints.
Virtual Skittles for everybody.
Virtual Skittles for everybody.
Woo! Virtual marshmallows for everybody.
Yes.
Yay.
That's a Veronica Mars reference.
Yes, it is.
This is apparently a mohawk. I don't really understand that. I thought it was a rocket ship.
No, it's like a
Vegas
showgirl.
I thought it was an ear of corn.
Ear of corn?
Or a pineapple.
That just shows how Midwestern you truly are, Danielle.
It does look like an ear of corn. It's not just you.
Thank you. I'm not that Midwestern. I don't live near corn stalks. Anymore.
Unfortunately, I do. So, yeah, that does kind of look like corn. Anyway.
Oh my god, 2 minute countdown. It's going to be like, I wonder how like exact it's going to be that's going to end.
I can also stop it. I have a stop.
Oh, oh wait.
Oh god.
There's like an actual legitimate question.
Sure.
So next week we are going to talk about episodes 3 and 4.
Yes.
Yes.
This is a week off. So Danny P.
What's the countdown to Korra? Does anyone know off the top of their head?
Oh, no.
It's like 2 months from now.
No, we don't.
I know. Yeah, I'm like torn because I really want to watch Korra, but I also like really don't want Danielle and Kristen to leave because I
yeah.
Like...
And we just plus I like I love
things.
There's episodes coming up that I'm really excited about.
I mean, Adriana, we can just like pick the least favorite Atla hosts, probably me, like kill them off so that we can keep on the best people. So like we can keep on Danielle and Kristen. How does that sound?
I mean, that's fine.
No, well, we did find out that Mikal was cheating on us with her own Korra podcast, so...
Yeah! I was very shocked. I was like, what? All this time? You never told me.
All right. Oh my god, we have 1 minute left.
1 minute!
Right. Oh, Amanda says, last minute party is giving me life right now. Amanda.
Yay! Yay! Good.
These well, hearts are for you, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda, for watching us, and thank you everybody else for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Oh, I said let's say bye before it goes.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for. We have 35 seconds. So, yes, thank you all for, I guess, listening to us, whether you've been here for one episode, whether you've been here for all 99. And if you've been here for all 99/100, kudos to you, man, because that is amazing. We love doing this. We love talking about our favorite shows or other people's favorite shows and we're happy to be here. So, oh gosh, 10 seconds. We love you all. I'm Danielle.
Go.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Adriana.
I'm
Mitch,
Brittany.
Go.
I'm Mitch.
I'm Kristen. Ask your show.